January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road runner, honey.
It's time for the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, coming to you live once again back in the relaxing comfort studios. Thanks so much for listening tonight, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you do have us live on FM 105.5, or maybe it's on AM 660 The Answer, or maybe you've snuck over to AM660TheAnswer.com to listen, or maybe you're snuck around the corner and are listening on your smart device because you've downloaded the free Answer Orlando app. Wherever you are, whoever you are listening, we thank you so very much for listening. All right, let me introduce the cast of characters here tonight. Speaking of character, I don't know anybody with much more character than the chairman of the board himself, sporting his NFLPA garb today, one Michael McBath.
Chris,
fresh off the golf course.
I know, we were playing golf today, as you know, which you'll be part of. We have that big event coming up this Saturday. Yeah. Which will be some fun.
We're going to get the details in a few
former
minutes.
Players, a little bit later, we'll cover that. So I had to get a little practice in, Chris. I can't have you and Pasquale win again.
Yeah. I was out chipping a few rocks around.
Okay. Yeah. Now I'm getting the picture, you know?
All right. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Nick Lo Cicero is on the bridge, and we are here to protect the country from the menace that is fake news and law enforcement officers. Yeah, we'll be talking about Stork and his girlfriend and the texts. There are some 10,000 of them that have been found by the inspector general. We have a new name today to add to the list of characters involved in the swamp, the swirling around President Trump, called a special investigation that turned up in Rod Rosenstein's testimony in front of a House committee today. So we'll be talking about that. We'll also be talking about, we'll be talking about, of course, the election result last night in Alabama. Well, if you certainly have some thoughts or views on that, we welcome you to call us. Matter of fact, we welcome you to call us about anything we'll be talking about tonight at 407-774-8255. Nick Lo Cicero is on the bridge. And Abe Katzman won't be coming to us tonight. We did anticipate him being with us, but, you know, it is Hanukkah. And once again, happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish listeners out there for the second night, getting ready to start here in a little while. But Abe can't make it tonight, but we will have him back next week and talk about the repercussions of President Trump's declaration of Jewish, Jerusalem being the Israeli capital. So we got a lot to talk about. And
stock market, too. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, but before we start on that, I want to once again thank you. We did have a good night last night. Thanks to you folks chipping in and helping us raise money for the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. We are really gratified and appreciative. But once again, we have until Sunday evening to make the Merry Mission Christmas, the 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon, which is being presented by Thompson Jewelers via the Salem Media Group. We still have time to make it an even bigger success. The way I see it, we kind of primed the pump really good last night. And I really, once again, you guys came through in a big way, and we really, really do thank you for that. But once again, we can make it even bigger and better.
I think, too, the fact that we touch upon different aspects of what they actually do. You know, a lot of times you get money, you don't know what the charity does. You just assume they do something great and oh well.
Right.
I mean, these people go in detail, and just to see the lives that they've turned around and their philosophy, that idea that we don't want money from the government. We will do it ourselves. We will educate kids. We will provide a great Christmas for them. And it's all with the help of the public. And I think last night was a good cheerleading rally where, we had a lot of people come to floor with some dollars, which was good for everybody.
Yeah. By the way, we want to thank Adina and Frank.
You know, their children went to Orangewood.
How about that?
I know, a Christian school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
And their son is a big conservative, and he's a musician.
I know.
And I look forward to hearing his stuff.
Didn't they say he was like just 18 or 19 and he's conservative?
Yeah, big time.
Boy,
I
love
time.
That.
He listens to the show.
Yep.
So I want to say thanks again to those folks and all the other great listeners who came down last night. And we had a great time there, and I know it was short notice, but you guys came through. And now Friday, once again, we're going to be at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, the Family Center, at 1525 West Washington. It's right there just past 441. And we'll be there. As a matter of fact, Salem is going to be there doing programming all day long, and we'll be there, of course, during our show to sort of the culmination of the day's events from 5 to 7. And it's like an open house. You're welcome to come down there and check the place out. And, of course, we'd like you to help us raise more money. And as Mike pointed out on the show last night, toys. You know,
that was, remember, I asked him about this Christmas aspect because, you know, how much do they really have allocated to these children? And it sounds like they really do need some help on gifts and presents and toys, and they'll take in kind. In other words, just bring the toy down there and preferably new, if not, you know, too new.
For Christmas, it needs to be new and unwrapped.
Right.
Now, if you have other toys that are in really good shape, you can take them down there so that they can use them, you know, during the course of the year.
And they can use sports equipment, like if you have a nice football or a basketball or soccer balls or things like that, or baseball bats, gloves, bring them.
Well, right now what we want to concentrate on, though, is presents. Okay, so right now what we really like you to bring Friday anyway, and we're not discouraging anything, but for Friday we'd like you to bring new unwrapped presents, toys, for presents for the children. And right on up through high school age. And they got a lot of high school kids there. So I guess for high school kids, you're not going to be getting toys, but you might get something that would appeal to a child.
The other aspect we talked about was in-kind gifts with the area of clothing. You know, if you have, a lot of people don't think about that. They're sitting with like 10 extra suits in the closet or sitting with, you know, shirts they've never worn, things like that. You know, always offer them. I mean, they'll be happy, I'm sure, to take it.
Don't you have that old O.J. Simpson jersey hanging in your closet?
I'm saving that for a big sale down the road.
Right. Once again, please help us, continue to help us make this a big success. And so we really, once again, thank you so very much. And 888-234-8800 is the phone number. 888-234-8800, or you can go to MerryMissionChristmas.com, MerryMissionChristmas.com, or go to Randy Ross's Facebook page.
Yeah, all you Republicans out there, again, step forward like you have, you know, in all the past situations money's required, and give some help again.
Absolutely. Okay, so to get to the day's news, Aunt Omarosa is out at the White House. She resigned. At the White House, I'm sure there'll be the press will be waiting with bated breath to find out more about that. But meanwhile, more importantly, the tax deal. There is a deal in principle, which means that they got the big deal, the big things figured out. Now they're going to start showing it around to the people who've had a problem with it to see if it passes muster. And there may be a few yet minor details, but it is happening quickly. And now with the election results from last night, there is even more impetus to get it done.
Yeah.
And so they basically have the rest of the month of December, but you know they're not going to want to hang around that last week and a half.
I guess they put out four major avenues here. An example, corporations, now 21%, not 20.
Right.
Okay. Then secondly, they came out top tax rate, 37%, not 39.5%.
Right.
Then they came out pass through 20%, which I think we all wanted to see that. Then they finally came out and they raised the mortgage interest rate cap to 750 from 500. Obviously, that's an appeasement to the people in New York, California, and New Jersey.
That was a clear compromise because, and I forget which was which, but one had it at $500,000. The other had leaving it alone at $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So they split the baby with that one. The one that's the most interesting there are two in there that should have a significant impact on the economy. Lowering the top rate from 39.5 to 37, that'll have some impact.
Not overexciting.
Yeah, because it's not a huge cut.
Right.
Although in dollar terms, it'll add up to some significant dollars. Lowering the corporate tax rate from 35 to 21%, now that's a significant cut. That should have a stimulating effect on the economy. The pass-through rate going to 20%, because originally they had been talking 25%, that's a pretty good rate for the pass-through rate.
No, that's a very good,
and that
is a stimulus. That's terrific.
Most all of that is small businesses,
right,
that they're talking about. Okay?
Which is mostly of America.
People who have S-corporations or LLCs with S-corporation status, that sort of thing. So that could also be very stimulative. Meanwhile, the Fed was, Janet Yellen was basically, it was her last hurrah before the new guy Powell takes over next year. And she had a few things to say.
Yeah, Janet was, again, saying goodbye in essence, but she just pointed out to everybody that, number one, the economy seems to be moving along very nicely. Number two,
thanks, Donald Trump.
Yeah, they are fiscal oriented. In other words, interest rates are the way they like to determine primarily how things go. She pointed out that she raised rates as predicted. Rates went up, you know, 0.25% again from 1.5 to 1.5. This is an individual that she also commented on Bitcoin, which I'm surprised she entered the fray on that. And she said it played a very small role in our economy, and she claimed that it was highly speculative. And she said there's no regulatory, study or following up of this Bitcoin. You're on your own, in essence. And, so it was just a case. It was actually a very positive report. Again, rates went up a little bit, which means that's going to affect your credit card rates most likely, your mortgage rates most likely, and other forms of borrowing. But keep this in mind, again, for those people who are retired, maybe you got your portfolio has grown extremely large in this atmosphere. you might take a little bit out because now you can get two-year CDs over 2%. Doesn't sound like a lot, but when you were getting 0.1% for the last 8 years, what is that, about 20 times more than what you're getting?
Right.
So you can start, let's say, making a more conservative form of a portfolio also.
Right. And there may be some correction around the corner. Mm-hmm. Like I say, it's with this tax cut, once they pass the tax cut, then the exuberance over a tax cut is going to go away.
Right.
And it'll go back to the fundamentals, which are still good, but you may not have that hyperbolic move going up some more, right? Doesn't mean it's going to be a hyperbolic move going down. It just may mean that it might be a good time, as Mike is saying, take a little of those profits, put it into something a little safer.
Right. And just the other thing, Chris, as they mentioned, they expect to raise rates either 3 or 4 times next year. So let's just say they go quarter. Now you might be up to 2.5, which means that CDs would probably be, 3.5-4%, which puts pressure on the market. And, I would start readjusting a teeny bit, but that's certainly your call.
Yeah, exactly. But, once again, your old saying, when it's good, it's bad. When
right.
it's bad, it's good. So the better it gets, the more you need to kind of whittle back a little bit. Because things can't go straight up. If they go straight up, they end up going straight down.
So very rapidly, too.
Right.
You won't even, by the time these people get out, if this market cracks, it'll be too late. They'll suffer such damage.
By the way, you mentioned Bitcoin. Bitcoin debuted, I believe, it was in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, a brand new thing. It is, in essence, a settlement type vehicle.
It's
an accounting tool that exists in cyberspace, but there's no hard currency. It's not backed up by anything
government,
or any nation.
Nothing. Zero.
But just like any other currency, mm-hmm. it gets its value from people giving it to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now. I don't want to get too deep into it
Chris, I mean, my feeling too.
There was a good discussion on it, by the way, this morning on CNBC,
mm-hmm.
Talking about what it was and how it works. It's basically a voucher that I'm not sure if voucher is the right way to put it, but it's like an account that you can be a part of.
Okay, so next EMP attack we have, look, you take the Bitcoins, I'll take the gold, and I'll take the diamonds and rubies.
You're on your way, buddy.
Take all my bitcoins.
Well, that's of course it's true. Achilles' heel is it's an electronic currency, and anything that's electronic can be compromised one way or another. Speaking of that, though, I'm in a festive mood.
Ooh.
It's that time of year. It's Hanukkah. We're going to celebrate the birth of Christ right around the corner, Christmas. Mm. And then you got the new year and everything. So I want to run a little contest tonight. This is an impromptu one.
Oh, my. You're watering down tomorrow night, Chris.
No, I'm not, because it's going to be a trivia one, okay?
Oh, okay.
I want to know, what was the first Bitcoin transaction? What was the first thing that somebody bought with Bitcoin? Now, if you can tell me how much they paid for it, I'll double down on the prize.
Barack Obama in 2010 bought a pound of marijuana.
Not even close.
No, not close. Oh,
well, maybe it's not so far off the mark at all.
I'm closing in on it.
All right, so don't go any further than that.
Oh, look at this. I don't even know the answer. That was my guess.
So just stay away from it, all right? We're not going to play that 8 questions thing, right? Oh, my God, we already got Rick on the line. I'm sure he knows. Well, anyway, we're going to have to wait through the break to find out. I'll see if somebody else calls in, too. We'll do what we did Sunday night. We had a couple of winners because mm-hmm. they both had the right answer. So if there's anybody else out there, maybe Rick's got the wrong answer. I don't know. But I'm looking for what was the first Bitcoin transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can tell me how much they paid in Bitcoin for what they bought, I'll double down. You'll get 2 gift certificates to Cafe Positano. And I'll even throw in the attributes of God.
A wild and crazy guy. This is Christmas.
Right.
I got to tell you that. This is exciting.
Glory, hallelujah. Praise be to God. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown continue in Altamont Springs going westbound, and that clears up after the Millennia area right around Celebration. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about Pine Hills. The 408 east and westbound ramps are both congested, but the 408 eastbound is fairly clear. The 408 westbound has congestions that clear up right at around 192. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Money, 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 money.
Yeah, of course, that's our theme for Donald Trump, because that's what he'd come walking into the WWE, right?
I know.
But we are talking about Bitcoin money out there. And by the way, Bitcoin is the ledger is the word I was looking for. It's basically a ledger that you can purchase into, okay? All right, that's just sort of in one-word description. But I want to, William, please hang on. I want to give you some more time than I have in this segment of the show. So let's see if Rick and Wade both have the answer to my question. What was the first Bitcoin transaction back in 2010, I believe it was? And Wade, stay on the line, because even if Rick gets it right, if you get it right too, and I'm not going to tell Rick until I hear your entry, if you both get it right, you'll both win the prizes. So, Rick, you're up first. How you doing tonight?
Better than I deserve, gentlemen.
All right, Rick.
Make it quick. I'm running out on time.
Okay. The first one was pizza, and he paid 10,000 Bitcoin.
All right. Hold it right there. Let's go to Wade and see what Wade thinks. Wade, is Rick right? Wade, are you?
Yes. It was for a pizza, and I thought it was... I thought the amount was $15. I don't know how much Bitcoin that is. But.
Well, we're asking for the Bitcoin transaction. So I tell you what. All right. So yeah, how much they paid in Bitcoin. So
I don't know how much they paid in Bitcoin.
All right. Okay. I tell you what then. I'm going to give you one prize, and Rick got both, so I'm doubling up on his prize, but you still won because it was pizza. Matter of fact, it was two Papa John's pizzas that somebody paid 10,000 bitcoins for, that if that somebody that sold those pizzas held on to, those 10,000 bitcoins today would be worth $180 million.
Chris, you're not making anybody feel very good around Christmas if they happen to be living here in Orlando.
I just made Rick and Wade feel good.
Oh, yeah. No, they get a pizza or some meal or something.
All right, stick around, guys. Let's get your information. And William, stay online. We'll get to you as soon as we get back from this break. It is a hard one. We got to take it. We are the American adversaries, and we got to keep giving it to you the way we see it, because that's the way we love to do it. Hope you love to take it that way. Scene two. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Republican lawmakers are challenging the Deputy Attorney General about the political leanings of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team. The questioning of Rod Rosenstein comes one day after Congress received from the Justice Department derogatory text messages about President Trump from two FBI officials. The text messages ended in late 2016, and the two officials were later assigned to the Mueller team investigating potential ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. A Bangladeshi immigrant accused of setting off a pipe bomb in the New York City subway system has appeared in court by video from a hospital room to face terrorism charges and will remain detained. Akayat Ullah is accused of setting off an explosive strapped to his body, badly injuring himself but no one else. Two assistant public defenders stood by his hospital bed Wednesday but did not request bail. More details at SRNNews.com.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
An 18-year-old student was killed and another student was critically injured last night in Ocala. The fight happened off campus after a sporting event when Vanguard High School student Jeffrey Scott was killed and former student Marcus Cooper was shot and injured. The incident was reported around 9 p.m. and no arrests have been made yet. And the future is now. News out of Cape Canaveral, the aerospace company Blue Origin has launched their new Shepard rocket almost all the way to space with an instrumented test dummy named Mannequin Skywalker. The launch happened just in time for the new Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi. The rocket was launched from West Texas, the first of the latest version of the company's new crew capsule featuring big windows for space tourists. The Shepard rocket is named after the first American in space, Alan Shepard. It's 61 and clear this afternoon. Your weather details coming up in just a moment. I'm Zwayne and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown continue in Altamont Springs going westbound, and that clears up after the Millennia area right around Celebration. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about Pine Hills. The 408 east and westbound ramps are both congested, but the 408 eastbound is fairly clear. The 408 westbound has congestions that clear up right at around 192. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Back from the dressing room to re-stretch their tights, here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for being with the American Adversaries. It is drive time. It is prime time right here. And we're live. 407-774-8255 is the number as we come to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios. Mike McBath, myself.
Now, Chris, is this contest over on the Bitcoins?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the prize is it a pizza from Positano's, or is
isn't that ironic?
Or is it bitcoins from you?
No bitcoins.
No. It might be headed toward a pizza. You know?
No bitcoins. I don't even have two nickels to rub together, much less two bitcoins.
Oh, I thought you'd be throwing around the bitcoins, big boy. You know.
Let's see what William has to say tonight. William, thanks for your patience. Appreciate you waiting through all that.
No problem, Mr. Hart. I'll try to make it brief. I don't know if you were aware of this UN resolution that gave the UN control over our immigration system that Obama had signed on to.
Yes, that Trump just pulled us out of.
It was a while back, right, yeah.
Yeah, Trump just pulled us out of that. Go ahead.
Thank the Lord. Well, you put all the point, you know, point to point. Basically, it said if we don't comply with them, they would penalize us. They were taking over our immigration system.
That was the idea, yeah.
Right. So we would have no say in immigration.
Yeah. Real quick, let me kind of fill it in a little bit of the blanks here.
Please.
What William is talking about is a UN commission, a UN, part of the UN.
Yeah, back about a year ago.
Right. Man. Well, actually, this was during the Obama. The UN had already set this up. It was an immigration, is based on, you know, free and loose immigration. It's an open borders. It was clearly an open borders thing, guised as a UN human rights thing. And what it was there to do was to make sure that immigration was free and easy. And Obama had signed us on to that. And President Trump was just announced, I believe, last week, wasn't it, William, that President Trump had pulled us out of that.
Yes,
Nikki Haley announced it.
Pensacola.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, and then, so basically, you know, you put it all together, is we got to get rid of the UN, because if we don't comply with them, there's something about hate speech there, too, that we could be arrested for that. And basically, what will happen is they'll put UN troops on American soil, and that'll start the Civil War.
What?
And that's where your FEMA camps come in with the body bags.
Well, I know.
All connected.
I know that there's a lot of thinking out there that's exactly what they're up to. You know, I don't doubt that they wouldn't mind seeing something like that. And when I say they, I mean liberals and people like Barack Obama, who are clearly more than just liberals. They're socialists. They're even communists. And
yes, but
so
we have to get rid of the UN.
I was getting ready to say the UN is the vehicle
that
socialists and communists in the Western world, I'm not talking about in Russia and the former Eastern Bloc nations, which are probably more free market now than us, but in the Western world, the vehicle chosen to implement communism was not Russia or China, it was the UN. And they set up all these various commissions to chip away in various ways. And that's one of them. The UNESCO is another one, which we just pulled out of as well.
We have to get rid of the UN.
Well,
out of New York.
They
are going to be the death of the U.S.
Well, eventually, if the...
I love my country.
Yeah, I share your fear. I don't think it's as immediate a fear, but it is definitely a threat.
Hillary,
it is definitely a threat.
If Hillary had won,
it would be a bigger threat. Yeah, you're right.
So eventually, down the road, a Democrat might get in.
And if you remember,
as soon as we see the UN troops on our soil, that's it.
Well,
Civil War.
Yeah. Well, it'll be
long time from now, my friend.
It'll be not so much.
It might not be.
Yeah.
It
won't be so much a civil war. Wouldn't be so much a civil war as a war against an invading force.
Us against the UN.
Right,
yes,
exactly.
Against the UN troops. So we have to get rid of them.
Right. And if you remember, and once again, this gives credence to what you're saying. When Obama was president, he also signed us on to that arms trade treaty that was never ratified. But what the arms trade treaty would do if we were to ratify it is it would allow the UN to implement gun control on us. So what it would do is allow the UN to supersede our Constitution. And you're right. It may eventually come to blows. That's one reason why we need to have a well-armed militia. And, hey William, I'm, once again, I'm in a festive mood. Have you been to Cafe Positano recently?
No, sir.
If you'd like to go, I'll give you a $20 gift certificate, and you'll go there on us. So if you'd like to stay on the line and give Nick your
Merry Christmas.
Same
Merry
to Christmas. You. God bless you. Thank you for your call, and thank you for your concern, and it is definitely legitimate.
You know, Chris, when he brings things up like this, it just shows you how much we miss Barack Obama.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well,
Happy holidays, Brock.
We'll be telling folks in a little while if they miss him, they might be able to send him a greeting card.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's get Brian's phone call in. He wants to talk about Bitcoin, and then I want to move on. Brian, thank you for calling.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Listen, I am moderating a discussion with two experts on technology and cryptocurrencies tonight on my live stream on YouTube. I live locally, but I operate an international YouTube channel known as The Maestro Way. And the title of this podcast or live stream is Slave Tards, Frauds, and Mirages. And I think it'll be enjoyable, but it also will be truthful, and you're gonna, you know, you and your audience will hear really what the truth of what Bitcoin is. And frankly, Bitcoin is just simply a beta project to get us used to cryptocurrencies.
And it's not the only cryptocurrency out there, by the way.
It is not.
And it's not even the first one, if I'm not mistaken. The first one goes well back before 2010.
Brian, do you have a securities background?
I do not. I'm actually a music teacher, but I'm very interested in all kinds of topics, and that's why I have my YouTube channel.
What's that? Go ahead and tell everybody your channel again.
Called The Maestro Way.
The Maestro Way. Very unique. Right. I like that.
All right, Maestro.
Hey,
you've been...
Listen, I'd love to have you guys on as guests sometime.
Well, stay on the line and give Nick your information, and we'll contact you. And I was just going to ask you for that anyway. If you haven't been to Cafe Positano recently, I want to send you there, too.
Well, that'd be great. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. And I'd love to talk to Nick.
Well, hang on the line.
Here we go. He's coming up.
Thanks,
talk to
Brian.
Him about Star Wars.
Thanks,
coming.
Brian. Okay, that's the Maestro Way tonight on YouTube.
I like it. Yeah.
So if you're interested in Bitcoin and really what it's all about, I mean...
And people need to educate themselves, because if you get caught up to this and the bottom comes out, it's going to be so quick, you're not even going to know what happened.
Yeah, and the worst time to buy this is when everybody says it's
everybody's
the best time to
buying
buy
it. Your grandmother's buying it. Now you know we're headed into a bad period.
Right, exactly. So that might be very beneficial to you. Now, if you're sort of playing the float on it, you're in a little bit better shape. But people who are buying this as an investment vehicle, it ain't that. I mean, this is one of those day trader things.
Think of times of emergency. Do you want to turn to your Bitcoin to save you? I don't think it's going to save you. I think it's going to be the first thing to collapse like a rock.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, tax deal, done deal. Last night's vote, even though Roy Moore has yet to concede, I'd say is a done deal, if for no other reason than that pretty much everybody wanted it to be that way. In terms of in the swamp, the president last night tweeted not too long after the networks had all called it for Doug Jones. He tweeted a complimentary message. Saying it was a hard fight, and his compliments to Doug Jones for winning. And you know, it wasn't any of this hard loser stuff. Oh, he only won because of Russia collusion or media collusion. It was not that at all. It was a congratulatory note for the president. He also called Doug Jones on the telephone to congratulate him. So as far as pretty much everybody but Roy Moore and some of his supporters are concerned, it's a done deal. Now, as far as Roy Moore and a recount goes, there has to be within a half a point for an automatic recount to be implemented. At last count, it was a 1.5 point difference, and about 20,000 votes, about 21,000 votes, 1.5 point difference. So that will not... that will not set off an automatic recount. However, Judge Moore can go to a court and ask a court to hold up the certification of the election, which is still going to take about a week anyway, for the state to actually certify it, verify the votes, and they're all legitimate and that sort of thing, count the provisional ballots or throw them out, and tie up the loose ends. He can go to a court and ask for a recount. But he's going to have to make the argument as to why.
You know what was amazing, too? He only got 4% of the black vote.
That's not surprising.
I know. I just thought for some reason,
Mitt Romney didn't get much better than that.
But you would think they've been looking at the economy and being this, you know, the accusations sound so phony, even though maybe they're true, maybe they're not. But 4%, wow.
You know. Here's the thing with Roy Moore. And I wasn't aware of this, actually, until I believe it was the day before yesterday. And that is, do you know he has run for governor in that state twice?
Yes.
How many times did he win?
Zero.
So, he was a two-time loser. Who was another two-time loser that ran recently and lost? Ed Gillespie.
Right.
In Virginia. Okay, one of the lessons needs to be taken away from here. Don't choose a guy that's going to be running in a statewide election that has lost two important statewide elections.
And I would agree with you that, forgetting even the woman part, how if he lost twice, he should have never been the nominee.
Right.
Sorry.
And if it had been up to the true conservatives in the state, it would have been Mo Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
But Mitch McConnell was against Mo Brooks, and it was a multi, you know, personality primary. Mo Brooks came in third. All right, Luther Strange and Roy Moore came in first and second. They had the runoff, and the president endorsed Luther Strange. Luther Strange lost. He would have been the safer pick. As it turned out, we didn't know at the time, as it turned out, he would have been the safer pick. The president did put his money on the right horse, as it turned out.
In the beginning, right?
He did. Mm-hmm. And then he eventually came around to endorsing Roy Moore, although he never used that word. He did work that last week to get him elected.
But you do wonder, though, if he's lost twice, how would they even possibly consider this individual? You lost twice.
This, once again, should be one of the main lessons taken from this election, and that is you don't run out two-time losers for an important election. Now, I'll also say this about Roy Moore. He wasn't going to be around long anyway. The guy's 70 or 72 years old now. Right? He was going to finish out one term and then maybe do another one. So I think what Alabama is ready for and showed us last night, something new and fresh. And that something new and fresh happened to be Doug Jones, even though he's not what Alabamans typically are all about. He's not a conservative.
I would take a bet right now Doug Jones will lose the next election.
If the Republicans put up a
reasonable
right
candidate just because of what he supports.
I would emphasize two things, and this would go for a lot of these. The Senate races next year are stacked in favor of the Republicans making significant gains. Why? Because 25 Democrats are up for re-election and only 10 Republicans. Okay? And many of those Democrats are in states like Alabama,
which
Trump won and won big. Okay, but we see what can happen. All right, should the person that the Democrats can really sink their teeth into become the nominee? All right, and so my recommendation, and I made it beginning Sunday night, assuming that Roy Moore might even win. But even now more so that he has lost because they think they've got the winning formula. And they're going to come even harder after Trump. Now, Trump, I think, can withstand it. But to be honest with you, I don't think there are many other men out there that can withstand 10 or 12 women coming forward saying he pinched my tush or he stuck his tongue in my mouth or something like that.
That was the death sentence of this individual.
Right.
I mean,
so
how is
some old white guy going to get around that?
Better have an awful strong background check.
Well,
you know, in all seriousness,
this guy was a judge. He was a state Supreme Court judge.
I mean, and the other question
is, he'd been in public life for 30 some odd years, which may have also worked against him. He was old news. You see, and anything that we might have learned last year from Trump winning is people don't want same old, same old. They want something new and maybe even, yes, exciting. And so my recommendation, as I began to make on Sunday night, and I'll refine it even more tonight, is the Republicans need to be recruiting smart, strong women. Because they won't be attacked by a man.
No, you don't think they'll be sexual harassers or anything.
Let's just say the likelihood is going to be far less.
Lots less.
And believability goes down with it. Okay? And I would also stress some degree of youth. Okay, now I'm not talking about, you know,
no, then I'll be 29.
Right, I'm talking about a proven successful woman who's a proven conservative and yet has still got a lot of good life ahead of her. And we've got a couple running already. Kelly Ward in Arizona, Marsha Blackburn in Tennessee. Let's just say if we could put those faces, if those faces like that become the face of the not all, but a lot of the Senate candidates next year, the Republicans will have a big year. I guarantee it. I'd bet the farm.
Well, you know,
but if they parade out a bunch of old white geezers, we're going to get our tushes pinched, and it ain't going to be in a nice way.
Well,
not that it ever is. Of course, I guess if it's somebody you love.
I mean, this sexual harassment is always a play that they can make against the men, but it's going to be very difficult to implement that against these women, like you're suggesting, and that is one of the killer accusations against a candidate, whether true or not.
And all next year, and I guarantee you this, all next year the media is going to be making it up. This is going to be the year of the woman again. Okay?
Not a problem, because we'll be running a lot of women.
If we are.
Smart enough.
If we are. Now, do you need an example of what I'm talking about? Al Franken, he was a big loser from last night, too, right? Any thoughts of him sticking around are
great,
gone.
Because, you know, he knew he was going by about 1 o'clock last night.
And do you see how long the governor of Minnesota waited to appoint his successor?
A couple minutes.
And do you know who that successor is?
A woman.
Tina Smith.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Tina. Christina Smith. All right? So... get on the ball, Republicans. Find some good, strong, smart, successful women and put them up there, and we'll win seats hand over fist. You pick a bunch of old white geezers, and we're going to get our tails licked, or kicked, I should say.
So you're telling me, though, Elizabeth Warren has a chance? Not.
I wouldn't, because she
can be old, which she is an old bag. She's white. But she's a lying thief.
Well, but she's in a very liberal state.
Right.
She's in a safe state.
Know, her ratings, what are they, 44%?
Waste time on lost causes either.
Yeah.
Okay?
Just move on.
And by the way, having Elizabeth Warren around is actually a pretty good thing. Okay? She's a
pretty
good representative for what they're all about. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. She's very disgusting.
Right. Yeah. I'd rather have her there than somebody who can hide it.
Right.
She can't hide her hate. She can't hide her sanctimony. She can't hide her self-righteousness. So I want it on display. Now, some people are going to look at it and love it, but that's okay because we'll be able to see who they are too, won't we?
Good idea, Chris.
Women.
I like that.
Youth.
I know I do because, again, we want the ideals of the Republican Party to continue the march on. If that's where we got to go, we got to go.
And we want people who can stay in these seats a long time.
A long time.
If we're not going to have term limits, then we need to have good, strong conservatives who are going to be there a good long term. All right, speaking of limits, we got to take a break because we've already gone through our limit of time for this segment. But we got
a contest coming up.
We got contest rules to go. Once again, please help us make the Orlando Union Rescue Mission's Christmas celebration the biggest and best ever. And go to MerryMissionChristmas.com or call 888-234-8800 or visit Randy Ross's Facebook page and make a donation, please. And
or
thank
bring
you.
It, bring a toy.
And that's Friday.
Yep.
Please and thank you. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken a advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown continue in Altamont Springs going westbound, and that clears up after the Millennia area right around Celebration. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about Pine Hills. The 408 east and westbound ramps are both congested, but the 408 eastbound is fairly clear. The 408 westbound has congestions that clear up right at around 192. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
All right, a little liar for you there. You know, Rod Rosenstein was up on the hill today doing a little fibbing, I think, himself. Anyway, we'll talk about that more in the second hour of the show. First of all, we got a contest tomorrow night, and we got a golfing tournament Saturday.
We got two great events coming up, contests. Chris is very liberal in the prices. Maybe it'll be two, maybe three winners tomorrow. Who knows? But what we're doing tomorrow is take any politician, any world leader, any movie star, and we want you to consider sending them a Christmas card with a personal handwritten note, you know, wishing them whatever you would like to wish them. Now,
and please,
we've got to refrain from languages. We had a couple guys that Nick was back there with the buzzer, beep, 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 which he does to me all the time.
Yeah, right.
But the reality is, we want to know what your handwritten message will be to this individual. And, you know, my Christmas card is going to be very simple. It's just going to go Merry Christmas about 2,000 times on it to Barack Obama. And then the last line will be Happy Holidays, loser. You know, so, I mean, that's my Christmas card.
See, now, I'm going to take the reverse approach. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send one to Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I like her.
And thank her for all the grief and the guff and all the rudeness and crudeness and lewdness that she has to take every day for our president and us.
And you know what? She should be a woman's idol. The way that she can throw men aside, throw comments aside, throw anything aside. God bless that woman.
If you like to play golf, we'll tell you more details as soon as we come back from the break. But Eagle Creek Golf Course this Saturday morning, we're going to have a great fun time. And that's to benefit homeless veterans. So stick around for the details of that. And Rod Rosenstein's testimony. We got to talk about that, Brian. Talk about a joke. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries, and that's no joke.